So on this episode of Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, decide to delve into the middle of a comic series to see if I can understand whatever the hell is going on, I'm looking at The Last Siege number 5, published by Image Comics, written by Landry Q. Walker, and art by Justin Greenwood. We get a brief little blur on the inside side of the cover of how a warlord has fastened a great horde, conquering everything in its wake, only lands of Lady Catherine remain in his way. And that of a mysterious swordsman. That sets this up as a sort of last bulwark to a free world scenario, kind of like the depiction of the Spartans against the Persians in Miller's 300. We are shown the wounded swordsman being helped to his horse by the apparently half or fully blinded Catherine as he leaves through the castle's gates to face the warlord, Istvan's horde alone. For the rest of the comic, the pages alternate between a flashback and the present death march of the swordsman. Apparently in his path, the swordsman was the son of a duke and exiled from his home until he learned humility and responsibility. While away, he studied in the Eastern lands, explaining his competency with the katana that he carries, his banishment being nullified as he was called back in a time of emergency, only to return to find not only his family murdered, but his household estate destroyed and defiled. Our protagonist, Tomislav, went on a path of vengeance and murder, cutting his way through Istvan's army until being ultimately captured and left to rot in the dungeon, left behind by Istvan's westward march. Tomislav was saved, however, by Lord Aiden, the father of Lady Catherine, and with his rescue, Tomislav dedicated his life to protecting and serving his lands and household from the fast-approaching horde. In the present, Tomislav meets with Istvan, and we learn that they know each other. Apparently before his banishment, Istvan was welcomed into Tomislav's family hall and was welcomed as a brother, a poor stable hand working for Tomislav's family, only to betray this kindness and destroy everything and everyone else he saw as looking down upon him. Tomislav challenges Istvan to single combat to spare his men. Beating him would lead to the complete forfeiture of the castle to his horde, otherwise he can tuck tail and run. Istvan declines this challenge and sends his men forward to fight Tomislav, ending the issue. I like where this is going. I love medieval fantasy, or medieval fiction, and this is a nice twist on it. Kind of reminds me of Hawkmoon, in which a mighty horde has been fashioned and one stands in its way. The art is okay. It's standard, but what really shines are the colors by Brad Simpson, in which they perfectly display the mood of the moment. I'll end this off by saying I do enjoy The Last Siege and I do recommend it. If you have any questions or recommendations for me, you can now reach me at my Twitter at ask_DPGI.